America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. I certainly appreciate you for listening. Father, will you bless our program today? In Jesus' name, bless our study. Amen. I'm looking to you from Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 10, and taking a text. The Bible says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." I'm taking that word opportunity, and I'm giving you an acrostic on that word. We said the letter O stood for outreach to the lost. Secondly, we are looking today at the P, and that means prayer and fasting. Now, we dealt with this on this program, but let me say this to you. We have a great opportunity right now to pray and fast. Now, that is, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us. You see, we have the answer. We have what will drive back the demons of hell. You see, it's not necessarily a battle of liberalism and conservative. You know, we have that. We're divided in our country. But what we have really is a battle of the forces of the devil and people that want to do God's will. Amen. God's against sin. God's against this, you know, people not knowing what sex they are. You know, they don't know if they're male or female. I mean, God's not for all that stuff. God's not for boys in women's sports and all that stuff. And yet they classify all that as political. But the real truth is, with our gambling, our liquor drinking, our dope smoking, our all the stuff we have going on today is demonic. And we have an answer for it. It's called prayer and fasting. Now, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, he said, "I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." And then he went on to talk about for kings and for all they that are in authority. He said that we might live a quiet and peaceful life. Amen. Now, we are to pray for the government. I'm to pray every day. I've got on my list, pray for the President of the United States. I pray for the Vice President. I pray for our cabinet, CIA, FBI. I call our Supreme Court justices out a lot of days by name, all nine of them by name. You ought to take time to know who they are. And then I also go down the alphabet of states. I begin at A and go all the way through W and pray for every state in the United States. Just call their name out. Why? Well, they might be passing a law that I don't know about, so I pray for them. I pray for them that God would have, that's my opportunity. Listen, we're letting so much opportunity of prayer pass us by. Friend, you can have the same revivals that D.L. Moody had. You can have the same revivals Charles Finney had. You don't have to have, you know, Bobby Robertson's gone, Sammy Allen's gone, Stinnett Ballou's gone, Tom Malone's gone, Curtis Hudson's gone, Jack Howes is gone, Percy Ray is gone. I could go on and on and on of the men that have left out of here, and they're gone. But what are we going to do in our day? Who's going to step forward in our day? Who's going to pray in our day? Brother Sammy Allen was a prayer warrior. Brother Sammy prayed for many men. He prayed for some of you men in the listening audience, I'm sure. Who's going to pick up his mantle and pray for preachers? And who's going to pick up the mantle of the Bible as Stinnett Ballou knew his Bible? Who's going to pick that mantle up and carry it on? You young men ought to get a fire built under you that you would take this opportunity to pray. Time is short. And as I said on the earlier broadcast, when I was 27 years old, I got under a burden for prayer. I had a pastor. He was really under a burden for prayer. And I thought, yeah, I need to start praying. You know, and the old devil comes and said, "Well, you ain't done anything. No need to start now." But you know, in my mind, and it's been 30-some years, I still ain't really. And really what I had in my mind is, well, I can do, there's no need to start now. That was really what I had in my mind. The devil put that in my mind. But you know, really, since that time, I still ain't done what I should do concerning prayer. I need to. That's an opportunity, praying and fasting. We'll talk more about this.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.